thing is not how much the boat can take, because obviously the boat can take far more than the people can. The stability of this boat is very good. But the problem is you can't work, nor can you put your equipment over the side without beating it to death or somebody else getting it on and off. So what usually happens, you get about 40 knots and it's just impossible for someone to stand out in the hero platform. You know, they're awash constantly. So you just can't keep them out there. You take the chance of losing somebody over the side, and that's what really determines when you quit working.
That was Dolly Dieter of the Institute of Marine Science discussing the Institute's newly acquired oceanographic vessel, the Alpha Helix. And I'm Karen Sedzo, Director of Public Affairs at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, with this week's edition of University Focus. Dolly and I talked on board the Alpha Helix while the ship was docked in Juneau for a few days for several open houses for legislators and townspeople. The Alpha Helix was en route to Seattle this past week to undergo extensive modifications.
We'll install a bow thruster on it and remodel the engine room, replace the fuel tank top and the ballast tank top in the engine room, and then remodel the engine room when we do that, rebuild the generators, do some tank work, and some of the ballast tanks are pretty badly deteriorated. We'll renew those both structurally and then preserve them. Going to rewire the exterior of the O1 deck and the main deck, sandblast the house, the O1 deck, the main deck, and then put on epoxy-based paint on that. We'll be there about 3 months.
The Alpha Helix was operated by the Scripps Institution from 1966 until 1979. It was transferred to the University of Alaska in 1980. Originally designed to conduct biological research, the ship is being converted now to a general-purpose oceanographic vessel suited to the north, a shipboard mini-computer assists in data acquisition and real-time data analysis. The Alpha Helix carries 9 crew members and can accommodate up to 15 scientists on a cruise. Fuel efficiency is obtained traveling at 11 knots, according to Dieter, who explained that less than that takes more time and actually uses more fuel. The vessel creeped from Seward to Juneau at about 5 knots last weekend because of harsh weather conditions. However, Seward is home base for the ship.
There's a large warehouse that we do all the ship operations out of that has about half a dozen offices. Our marine techs are there, port engineer, the carpenter, station maintenance man. Then there's a large lab facility, new facility they put in a couple years ago. We have the old lab building, we have a housing unit, and then we have the big shop for the whole thing in a separate building.
How long has that facility been around?
1970 we moved there with Yacona.
And you're the marine superintendent in Seward. What does that mean?
It means I pay the bills.
Keep everything running?
Well, just the ship was what it started out. I was, as Marine Superintendent, just in charge of the Acona. And now that encompasses this ship, the shops, the carpenter shop, the machine shop, the warehouse. And then now I have the station, but that's not part of being the Marine Superintendent.
A new dock was built in Seward, but Dieter said it's exposed and the ship is subject to damage during major storms.
We're going to lengthen the dock a little and change the bumper system, which will help some, but really it needs a protected place from any kind of winter storm.
Dolly Dieter has been with the University's Institute of Marine Science since 1962. The Nanook hockey team takes on UAA at 7 in the ice arena tonight and Saturday night. Men's and women's basketball action is on the road this weekend. The weekend movie is The Shining, which will be presented at 6:40 p.m. in the concert hall. Sunday night's foreign film is the Italian-made We All Loved Each Other So Much. The international films are shown in Scheibel Auditorium. Hockey fans take note, there will be action Tuesday and Wednesday nights in the arena as the Nanooks play Gustavus Adolphus at 7. On Thursday night, music will fill the concert hall at 7 for a recital. I'm Karen Sedzo, and this has been University Focus from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, where education and research face tomorrow today.
University Focus is produced by the UAF Public Affairs Office at KUAC-FM.
Hockey fans, take note, there will be action on the ice arena Tuesday and Wednesday night at 7 when the Nanooks take on Gustavus Adolphus. On Thursday night, music will fill the concert hall for a recital at 7. Friday and Saturday night, women's basketball is scheduled in the Patty Gym when the Nanooks play the University of Idaho. Game time is 8 p.m. The Flying Nanooks will play Eastern Oregon Sunday and Monday night at 8, A violin recital is on the calendar for Sunday at 4 in the concert hall. Weekend movies include Final Connection and Grey Lady Down at 6:40 in the concert hall. Sunday's international film is the Italian Knights of Cabiria, which will be shown at 7 in Scheibel Auditorium. I'm Karen Sedville, and this has been University Focus from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, where education and research face tomorrow today.
University Focus is produced by the UAF Public Affairs Office at KUAC-FM.